to Back with your host, Chris Ellison. On Back to Back, we feature a lineup of Christian music, and most of it is Canadian. We love Canada, and we love our Canadian artists. We want to showcase their music on this show. We'll feature reviews, artist interviews, and we'll play some of their songs. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining us on Back to Back.
Back to back. Well, welcome back to another show. I'm glad you're here with me, and I'm glad to be here with you too. This is an opportunity to hear some new Christian music, and maybe you've heard some of these songs before, or maybe they're brand new. And if they're brand new, that's great, because it's our goal, since we love Canadian artists, to spread the word and get the information out there for people who want to look for new Christian music to listen to. Well, on today's program, we've got a special feature coming up. We have an up-close and personal interview with the artist Elena. But first off, we're going to talk about Brooke Nichols. Brooke Nichols is a celebrated Canadian Christian artist for her compelling vocals and inspiring songs, which have earned her significant recognition. Not only has she won awards for her music, her career is rooted in heartfelt ministry and a passion for worship. She has captivated audiences across Canada and across the borders. I had the chance to catch one of her concerts in London, Ontario not so long ago, and she was wonderful. I encourage you to check out her website and learn more about her. Her website is brooknichols.ca. Well, let's just jump into some of her music right now. This is Brooke Nichols on Back to Back.
Constant love, my guide, waiting. Clouds hang low.
to back. Too bad.
Well, right now we're going to feature Canadian Christian artist Eleni. She's a multi-award-winning Canadian Christian artist, singer, songwriter, producer, and her music blends a gospel tradition with a warm, encouraging tone. She's got roots in the Greek community and Métis heritage, and she brings a unique cultural diversity to her artistry. She's got a brand new album coming out. It's releasing in 2024, and it features a vibrant mix of pop, contemporary, and jazz influences. She's on the show with us right now. We're going to talk about what she's been involved with and where she's heading and how to reach her. Her name is Eleni, and welcome to the program.
Cool. Excited to dive in.
Well, why don't you tell us first, just kind of give us an idea about your journey into music and how you discovered your passion for Christian music in particular.
Chris, it really started from as a young child. I can't really say that there was this real definitive moment for me where I was like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. It's part of sort of my DNA, maybe. I guess there's a couple different things that led to where I am today. For starters, I grew up in a very musical home. My mom definitely made sure my sister and I listened to all kinds of different music growing up, like ABBA, Bee Gees, all the good, like classic, amazing genres and artists. And then, of course, my grandparents on my dad's side actually lived in our basement for most of my childhood, and they were in a band. So my grandmother played the accordion, and my grandfather used to play his 12-string guitar and yodel. It sounds crazy, but I mean, it makes up who I am, you know, so I can't just ignore that. My dad was also really into music. And so it just kind of felt like, okay, who I am in some way or another is going to be somewhat musical as a, you know, an adult. I grew up going to church with my mom and my grandparents, and loved, you know, the worship. And we had an amazing worship team when I was growing up. Like, they were just, we were like, I think ahead. We had the bongos, we had the drum, like the big drum cage or the drum kit, you know, the synth and the piano. Like, we had it all, the background singers. It just felt like I was really exposed to some good worship music growing up as well. Like, you know, all the Darlene Check, you know, give it to me, all the records. So that just kind of ingrained into me. It's who I am. But I really have been writing songs, and I've been recording piano for like ever. I used to be really, really obnoxious on my parents' upright piano that we had in our living room. And then one day my parents really were just fed up. They got me a Yamaha, like weighted 88 key keyboard, I guess. And they put it in my room, and it had a volume control button. That was absolutely crucial to everybody's sanity. So they put it in my room, and I would just spend a lot of time in that room. It was very much like therapeutic for me, and coping through anger and stuff like that. So I would record these little piano riffs, and then I would read or sing my poem along to it. I'd write these poems. And so that really is when my artist journey really started. I was probably about 8 or 9. And then it was like songs about my dog, songs about boys or friends and betrayal. Like, you know, it was all these things. Mm-hmm. But when I came back to the Lord, I kind of walked away for a season, and I came back as a teenager, I guess, a little later in my teens. I was just reminded of the calling that the Lord had on my life. And I just started to take that energy I was putting into like breakup songs. And I really just started to use it for the work that God's doing in my life, you know, my testimony. So, it just all felt very natural. It never felt like it was this real big decision at any point. It's just who I am.
It's who you are. That's really interesting when you talk about back in the days when it's just you and your piano, and you're just trying to gel with the concept of putting songs to music in a way that makes sense to you, and as a form of expression mm-hmm. about what you want to say. You know, some people write when they're angry or sad or depressed, and some people write when they're feeling good and they're reflecting on things. Some people are in the moment. Other people are kind of looking around, and, you know, so everybody's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Now, you've got a Greek and Métis heritage background. Does that, and has it affected or influenced your music or songwriting?
The Greek part of me is just passionate. Like, my people are passionate about everything. So I think, like, and we use our hands a lot. So naturally, it felt like...
Me too.
In a way, yeah. Are you Greek? Are you French?
I'm not. Maybe I should look into that history. Maybe I am. My wife talks about it all the time.
Yeah, it's a thing. So I don't know if that really, like, I just think it makes me more passionate. That's really all I can allude to in the sense of the Greek side. However, in my Métis heritage, in a roundabout way, I find that like trauma and generational cycles and abuse are very prevalent in my family. Like, my dad passed away in 2020 of alcoholism. So I mean, like, I've lived a life of trauma and generational cycles of abuse. And I think that really played a huge role in just, you know, like I had already sort of alluded to, like me being in my piano, or me in my room with my piano, and just using that space to cope and to take myself, you know, out of the current situation I was in, and sort of into this like dimension of joy and happiness, and like things were just going to be okay, you know? So, I mean, in a way, I think both sides have put a lot of, I don't know, expression into who I am as a person. I don't know if that even makes sense. But I would say that the Métis side of me, the indigenous side of me, really feels the pressure to heal. And this is my way of healing. So
you've got a big announcement coming forward.
Yes.
Something creative that you're doing. And you're going to let us know on Back to Back. And we're honored about that. Tell us what's going on.
On my album, I have a collaboration with an incredible worship leader and artist out of California. Her name is Mae Angelis. You guys, she's amazing. She most recently has been working with Matt Redman, but she's just like, she's an angel walking among us. Her heart for the Lord is like, I don't even know. It's massive. And just her love and her smile. She's the best. So I met her at GMA conference in Nashville called Immerse. And she was the winner that year of, I think it was like female vocalist and female artist songwriter. So I won the songwriter the next year, but it was cool to get to like meet her and connect with her. And she was amazing. So I'm super excited to get to have her featured on one of the songs in on the album. You guys are going to love this song. It is so good. Written with Charity Gale and Ryan Kennedy, her husband. It's going to be a good one. So I'm excited, you guys. The album is going to be amazing.
So if people want to follow you so that they can, you know, when you are going to be in the city performing, how can they reach you? How can they follow you?
Well, you can find me pretty much anywhere. Like all social media, my handles are the same across the board. It's Eleni M. Young. Yeah, you can find me there. That's really like just the easiest way to get a hold of me. You can email me if you want. Like if you, you know, are needing anything, like if you want a tour date or anything, hello@eleni.ca. My website, eleni.ca. It's easy, easy peasy. Of course, if you know how to spell my name, then it's not.
Yeah.
E-L-E-N-E-E. Can't miss it. And yeah, make sure like if you're listening, reach out to your local Christian radio station, or if you have one that you, you know, get broadcasted from, and request my songs. Cause like, I'll go, you guys, that means the world to us. Like it's the little things in Canada and the Christian music sector where it's like, man, there's people that are choosing my song or my music above like the huge, you know, Forrest Franks and the Josiah Queens and, you know, all the people that are doing music, like, you know, either independently or through labels, but that are just like massively popular. If you want to hear my songs and you're requesting it, that like, that does such a huge,
sure it does.
Yeah, it's just so impactful for me and then for other independents that you want to hear their music. So keep that up and support this great.
We need to support our Canadian artists.
Yeah,
we need to reach out to the radio stations and even our pastors to say we want more of this. I think that we as Canadians and as songwriters and our artists, that we want ideally for Canada to be full of Canadian content, not only U.S. content, not only for who was it recently told me that, you know, you don't get well known in Canada until you leave Canada and you join the US industry in order to come back. And then all of a sudden you're well known.
It's credibility.
It shouldn't be that way.
It's like, people don't think that like the Canadian industry is credible. So when you get creds, street creds in Nashville, all of a sudden you're like worth so much more in Canada because like you're in Nashville. You're doing like, it's crazy to me because I'm like, we have some incredible artists that like are just Canadian, you know, they didn't have to move or, you know, go do their thing in the US market. Like they're just good and Canadian, but like, they're not that credible because they haven't like made it in the eyes of the powers that be back in Nashville, I guess. I don't know. It's dumb.
Yeah. What did Jesus say? A prophet is not accepted in his hometown or her hometown, but it wasn't until he went away and made, you know, positive waves that then people looked at him differently.
I will say this though, my community, like I'm located in Lloydminster, Saskatchewan/Alberta. My community has been ridiculously supportive. Like I don't give them enough credit. It's just, it's so crazy to me that, because here's the thing. I'm also a restaurateur. I'm a third gen restaurateur with my family. So I've been in the community my whole life in that sense. And plus I like own another, like we own businesses, my husband and I together. And like, we're out there, we're doing the things in the community. But for community members to like, not be like, oh, that's Spiro's granddaughter. That's Maria's daughter. Oh, that's the owner of Spiro's, like whatever. For them to be like, you know, that girl's on the radio, that she's doing that. Like, it's so cool to me because like I said, I've kind of been put in a category my whole life. And I just assumed that I would stay there, like as the restaurant lady in town, you know, but people have like Man, I had so many locals donate to my Kickstarter campaign, which is crazy. And so many locals are like supporting me, like hearing me on Sirius XM radio. Like I had so many people locally when that went down that were sending me videos like, this is crazy. You know, like it's nuts to me to like experience that because I feel like I don't give my hometown enough credit. But get out there, you guys, as artists, like your hometown will accept and support and love you. You just have to like be going out there and doing the things. They're behind you. They love to, you know, they love a good hero story. From Lloydminster, we have, you know, Eleni Young, who, you know, born and raised in the border city of Canada. Like people love to hear like, oh, we take pride in that. That's our girl.
That's exciting. And as an artist, you want to be recognized for your art, your creativity, yes, how you put stuff together. And mm-hmm. so that's important to get that recognition.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for spending some time with me today. This yes. was very interesting getting to know you and talking about the industry.
Thanks so much for having me. Good to meet you. And I'm excited about everything you're doing. And I look forward to hearing the episode and more.
Well, we've been talking with Eleni, and she's a Christian music artist in Canada. She's coming out with her brand new album. You can follow her on her website. And we look forward to what you're going to bring forward and the ministry that you have and the effort that you take and your creativity and artistic nature. So thank you. And we wish you all the best.
Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome. Such a good conversation.
I'm looking for the light now. That lamp for my feet. Don't know where to go now. But the Lord's in the lead. When he guides my way, the path is straight. I don't need to worry. I'm looking for the light now. I'm looking for the light now. 'Cause if God's in the middle, then there's good in the center, and I know I'll find peace. When it don't make sense, I'll find my rest, 'cause He'll take care of me. And if God's not in it, then I don't want it. 'Cause when God's in the middle, in the big and the little, I've got all that I need. I never even knew how to live a life that's unseen. He's teaching me to walk out His heavenly dreams. When He shows the way, I find my strength. It's all that I need. He's teaching me to walk out. He's teaching me to walk out. 'Cause if God's in the middle, then there's good in the center, and I know I'll find peace. When it don't make
back to back.
Never left or apart.
abandoned when you could have, and you lift my head, speaking life and what I couldn't. I'm so thankful, grateful for how you care for me. It's amazing, really.
Welcome back. Well, you just heard a couple of great songs by the Canadian Christian artist LNA. And one of the songs was with Keegan, someone we played on the show. I really enjoyed that interview with LNA. What a wonderful woman and a great ministry, and I can't wait to see her grow throughout the Canadian Christian music industry. And before that, we heard from Brooke Nichols. It's time that we have to wrap up another week. I thank you for spending some time with us, and check us out next time, and we'll continue on with some more great Canadian Christian music on Back to Back.
You've been listening to Back to Back, and we thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out at www.backtobackradio.com. If you know a Canadian Christian artist that you want to hear on this program, let us know. Well, check us out next week right here on Back to Back.
Back to Back, Back to Back, strong guy, Back to Back.